Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20. Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42. Puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Hello and welcome to a new episode of K100 Rehash. What you're going to get today is some bonus material that was only available on Patreon back in March 2018. It was released as bonus episode number 2, and it features Shane Helms, Vince Russo, and Tommy Dreamer. Thank you for listening, and enjoy.
Orgullosamente Latino hasta la muerte y después. Worldwide Latino pride, the ambassadors of violence. LAX, K-Dog, the notorious 187 homicide.
Bang,
the
bang, the bang, bang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, the bang, the bang, bang.
We be thumping.
Bang, the bang, the bang, bang.
Just act like you know, and homie, stop rocking
through stomping. I'm from Miami, not Compton. Down with the essays in the 6-4 hopping. To my Boricuas in the 787. And those up in Brooklyn pulling 211.
I come through stomping, rolling in my low top chucks. Making sure you suckers feel me every time we bust. Shackled up like a nut, going 5150. G'd up in the feed up, greased up in some dickies.
I rap a lot, like the label out of Houston. Sneaky like the clucker in the shop, straight boosting. To all my gente down in Juarez. Calma de un momento, paisa, no dispares.
Put it down from Killer Cali to the MIA. Ask the homie Crazy K, yo man, that boy don't play. It's in my NIAK, putting it down all day. Representing Southern Cali, get in my way, you'll get sprayed.
We be thumping.
Bang, the dang, the dang, dang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, the dang, the dang, dang.
We be thumping.
Bang, the dang, the dang, dang.
Just act like you know, and homie, stop running.
We be thumping.
Bang, the dang, the dang, dang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, the dang, the dang, dang.
We be thumping.
Bang, the dang, the dang, dang.
Just act like you know, and homie, stop running.
You never know where they got it from. You assume they got them from you, but they might have got it from somebody else that got it from you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's always interesting, though, when it comes back and now they want to hit you with your own shit that they don't yeah. even know is your
right,
shit.
Right. That's the best. That's the best. Yeah. One guy once wanted to hit me with a rolling clothesline. I'm like, I've never seen anybody do that move except me. Where'd you see that? You know? Incredible.
What did he say?
He didn't say nothing.
I mean, did you ask? Did oh, okay.
And I didn't even.
I tell you what I do too. This is something I try to when I talk to guys too. Like I say, okay, who do you wrestle like? Because if right. it's anybody that was a star in the last 15 years, there's a good right. chance I work with them.
Right.
And so I say, hell, who do you wrestle? Who do you wrestle like? You know, if they hit me with, you know, I like the, you know, Shawn Michaels or, you know, whatever, Matt Jeff or Benoit or somebody like that. You know, I work with most of those guys. So I say, okay, right. that helps out. But then I'll get somebody, no, man, I'm kind of unique. They'll hit me with that shit. And that's when I know I'm in for a long one right there. No, I mean, I kind of got my own style. I'm like, oh, okay, fuck, here we go.
Yeah. Shit's about to get real. You know,
I had a really interesting one not too long ago. I go to do my entrance, and the heel doesn't clear the ring. And you ain't got to clear the ring.
Yeah, just move the fuck out of the way.
Exactly.
Yeah, get
the fuck out of the way. And so then I went up to one corner, and I normally go to a two, and I kind of walked to the middle, and the dude closed the gap and chest bumped me.
Okay, wait a minute, motherfucker.
And that's yes, I had to smack him in his damn head.
Don't fuck with the intro unless we talked about it ahead of time. You know, don't go into business for
and
yourself.
I pushed him, and I pushed his face out of my way, and then he stepped back, and I pushed him again. Like I didn't know if this shit was about to get live.
Right.
He told me you better fucking watch it. And we get to the back, you know, and I was telling him, I said, well, man, you don't want to punk out the baby face
right.
on the intro anyway. I said, right. also, I don't know who you are. I don't know right. if you're trying to be a dick.
Right.
But I'm going to let you know I'm not the guy to do that, too.
Plus, Shane knows there's about four things that are going to get over. The pose, the hurricane pose, his intro, you know. So don't fuck with those three or four things.
Yeah, intro is a big part of pro wrestling, man.
Of course,
that's part of the pageantry of what we do. You take somebody's right. interest.
Right. You've already deflated
him. Let me tell you this.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we had a big talent meeting in WWE one time, and it was one of these times when they were trying to get, you know, we need to bring realism back in. They would always do that shit, you know. Every couple years, they would try to hit us with that. And I'd be standing there in a fucking superhero costume, too. You know, and they're sitting there trying to tell me how we need to get realism back. And I'm like, all right. And then it was something. One of the agents was talking about how, you know, you baby faces on your entrance, you turn your back to the heels. Why didn't the heel just go attack you?
Right.
You know, it's one of these old school mentalities. And,
right.
I,
mm-hmm. and that's
man,
how.
I had to
and let me just say,
the,
let me just say something. Let me just say something real quick. A lot of old school guys do think like that because Meng, you know, what's this guy's name?
Haku.
In Mexico, if you right, turned cool. your back, and you know he's a nice guy, right? Obviously, Shane, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tough motherfucker, but right. nice. But you turn your back on him, and he thinks it's disrespect, and he would clobber you. And he did that a lot of times in Mexico. But go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, there's certain guys, too, that if I went in, I was doing my entrance with somebody like, if Ming's gimmick is he's a just out-of-control monster killer, you don't
right.
just go do the same entrance right. you're going to do if I was working your disco or something like that. Because disco's
right.
gimmick, where he'd probably be over there dancing and shit anyway. He'd be doing his
right.
thing. So I know I could do my entrance. So it wasn't nothing like that. But they were just talking about any time, you know, if I'm a heel, you know, babyface turned back on me, I go boom. And so I had to speak up in this talent meeting. I'm like, yeah, but the match ain't started. Like,
right.
y'all, if y'all want us to respect the referees, can't the referee stop this guy until the match starts?
Right.
And I remember saying, it ain't like at an NBA game where the guys go start scoring points before the game starts.
Right.
and everybody laughed, and I was like, and this it's the pageantry of the entrances. I said, if I'm working Hunter, I said, if I'm a fan, you know, I used Hunter because he was there, but it was also, he has a cool-ass entrance. I mean, it's simple as shit. It's just spitting water up in the air, but with the light mm-hmm. and all, that is a cool entrance that people pop for.
Right.
You know, you ain't gonna just go hit him in the back just because he's the. I mean, if he happened to be the babyface that night and take away his entrance.
Not only that, but some guys that's all they have. Shade. Some guys that's all they have at entrance.
Yeah.
So don't fuck with that. That's no, the most over he's gonna be. There's a lot of guys. When I was in AAA, I would always think, "Geez, is there any way we could have just entrances and not this guy wrestle at all? Because he's super over in the entrance, and then after that." The balloon just dissipates.
Yeah, look at Sandman. Sandman was all entrance.
Yeah, I was about to say, Sandman is all interest. Once that music stopped, that fucking match was down.
His entrance was longer than his match, yeah.
Yeah, a seven-minute song.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Jimmy Valiant. You know, Jimmy Valiant had one of the hottest entrances. The match was going to be what it was, very simple. But, man, he had the hottest entrance in the game back in the day.
Yeah.
What song did he come out to, Shane?
He told me one time. I don't know if I...
Boogie Woogie Man
from New York City.
Yeah, right.
Ooh, wah, cool, cool kitty.
That's awesome.
I never saw anybody asked him one time because City that looked like him, I'll tell you that. He looked like something out of Alabama.
I think if you saw a couple of hobos in New York City.
He was going for the hobo vibe, but if you want to go there, yeah, I did see a couple of guys like him in New York.
He had one of my favorite quotes of all time, though, because all the old timers, you know, the guys today and even the guys that are a little bit older than me, it's like they forgot that the old timers were workers, too. And they were working 24/7, no matter, you know, and that's why every show they did was always sold out. You know, and no matter where the hell it was at, every show was always sold out, and everybody wrestled an hour. That's why they always say, man, yeah, we would go an hour every night. And I was hearing this shit for years, right? And I'm like, how long were these shows? Because if you have five or six matches on the show and everybody's going an hour, you know. I tried to get to the bottom of this bullshit. So I asked Jimmy, I said, do you ever do those hour matches? Jimmy goes, I'd rather give them the hottest 10 minutes of the night, baby. And I popped, and I said, that's what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
That's what I'm talking about.
Exactly, bro. It's that quality, not quantity.
Yeah, man, because I'm serious, man. A lot of guys forget. When they hear these old-timers talking, they just believe that shit like they speaking gospel.
Right.
Like, y'all don't realize that they're workers too?
Right, exactly.
No, man. Luke Thayer was the greatest wrestler ever. They had the Olympics every 4 years. He could have went and got in that shit.
Exactly. If
he was that good.
Tax day is coming.
Oh, no.
But if you sign up for Robinhood Gold's IRA with a 3% match, you can get up to $195 for the 2023 tax year.
Oh, yeah.
Sign up at Robinhood.com/boost by tax day to get the biggest contribution match on the market. Subscription fees apply. You know you got the
most. Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
Conan, guess what?
What up?
Summer has arrived.
Boom.
Are you ready to unveil your beach bod?
Not yet.
Well, you're in luck, because our friends at Manscaped just launched their fourth generation performance package, which includes the Lawnmower 4.0. Yeah. Now, we've been doing Manscaped for a while. Remember we had a thing called the 3.0?
Yeah, we had the 2.0.
We had the 2.0.
Yeah.
But now we're up to the 4.0. The 4.0. Compliment your summer bod with a trim from the leaders in male grooming. The sun is shining and calling your name, fellas. Join the 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped to get ready for hot guy summer by going to manscaped.com. That's manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with the code K100. You know, and it's time to bundle up with the Manscaped Performance Package, right? Inside this package, you'll find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, the Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, the Crop Preserver ball deodorant, the Crop Reviver toner, performance boxer briefs. These are fantastic. They feel like silk. They're absolutely so comfortable. And a travel bag to hold your goodies. First off, the new Performance Package 4.0 includes the new Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is insane. I dare say it's the GOAT of all ball trimmers. Yeah, I said it. The fourth generation trimmer features a cutting edge ceramic blade. Reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin safe technology. The Lawnmower 4.0 has a 7,000 RPM motor, a new multifunction on-off switch that can engage travel lock, and gives you the ability to turn the 400K LED spotlight on and off when needed for more precision shape. It's got the light. It's like a surgical tool almost. I mean, it literally is. It's got a light right there that like doctors like use, you know? And I mentioned the trimmer is waterproof. In the shower, in the wild, and from your chest pubes all the way down to your balls, the Lawnmower 4.0 is the best trimmer for you. And you can use this to shower. It's waterproof. It's crazy. Want to take your grooming game even further to the next level? Their Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whack to chop your worst weeds up top in your nose and ear. This thing works great.
Yeah, that's an
Weed Whacker. Yeah, it's also waterproof. It has a 9,000 RPM motor-powered 360-degree rotary dual blade system. This nose and ear hair trim provides proprietary skin-safe technology, which helps prevent nicks, snags, and tugs in those delicate holes. Seal the deal with Manscaped's liquid formulations. Before heading outside, use Crop Preserver ball deodorant to keep you on your game in the heat. this is good, excellent, because I have to put on slacks for work, and the walk from the car into the building to work is rough, and you don't want to get, like, you know, you don't want to get smelly down there, so you use the ball deodorant. And after trimming the lawn and whacking the weeds in the heat, give your balls a boost and use a Crop Reviver. And Manscaped even throw two free gifts to their Performance Package 4.0. The Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. It's perfect for travel. Bring your comfort and boxers to another level. Get 20% off with free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off, plus free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. Escape the shrubs and weeds this summer and shine with Manscaped. Manscaped.com, K100.
Yo, and you know how the podcast game is. You buy Manscaped stays. You don't. We don't get paid. And then, bro, everybody shaves except for German women. Nothing. What's going on over there, D.I., that they weren't shaving? But here's the great thing about the Manscaped, because like we say, we try all our products ourselves. Bro, it's not just for your nether regions. You can use it under your arms. You can use it on your chest. You can use it on your face. You can use it in your hair. I mean, it's tremendous. You know, women can use it too. It's a tremendous product. And
I shave my head with it, and I trim my mustache with it as well to keep, you know, because that's a big complaint of my wife's when the mustache hangs down over your lip, you know, so I trim that. And I wanted to say, they don't mention it in the copy, but we've all received the Manscaped cologne, the refined cologne as well. And I've been wearing it. I've had friends actually go, well, you know, what is that? And I've had friends that have literally picked up their phone and ordered it as soon as they smelled it. So that's a good thing to try out, too. Check out their cologne.
So keep your shit clean. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to, you know, the women are into good hygiene. So keep yourself clean. Get great, convenient, high-quality grooming products from Manscaped. Boom.
I saw this thing. I think you posted this. I don't know. Must have been today. It says, to the thoughts and prayers crowd, kids are protesting gun violence and marching for a safer life. If you're against that, what exactly were you praying for? Just curious. It's very well put.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I see a lot of the religious group, like in my timeline, and they're against the kids, and all they were doing was just protesting gun violence.
This goes against the kids.
Like,
yeah,
what?
He thinks they're like puppets and shit. What,
yeah.
You ever heard that old joke about the guy, he was praying to God for help? And God, please help me out of these financial burdens. Just please, every day is praying. God, please help me. And finally, God answers, going, hey, I'm trying. Meet me halfway. Buy a lottery ticket, asshole.
Tremendous.
So it's kind of playing like that. Like these kids, what if the next generation of people is less violent? Like, what if that is your prayers being answered, that they're not as dickhead as the generations before? Like, maybe right. That is the answer to the prayers. That would be nice, I would guess. But
I was going to say, were you ever, like, you know, it seems, I don't want to, you know, guess or whatever, put words in your mouth, but it seems, you know, like you're, you know, an atheist. Was there ever a time where that wasn't the case?
No, I'm not atheist. I'm against organized religion. I believe that there's a massive possibility that there's something better than us, and
yeah,
it could be even levels where there's something higher than that, and it just keeps going on exponentially. It could go on forever. But I have a problem with, you know, like biblical religion, like what I read in the Bible and how it doesn't make sense, and there's so many contradictions. And you know, the Old Testament is just almost a completely different book. Like, the God of the Old Testament is completely different than the New.
Let me ask you a question though. Okay, I grew up in my mom was Catholic, my dad was Jewish, okay? Very religious, both of them. I grew up believing in God, going to Sunday school. Did you grow up going to Sunday school and believing in God?
Mm-hmm.
Or in a religious family or no?
Yeah, we went to church and everything.
Yeah. How about you, Joe?
And I remember the first time I kind of got in trouble. Not trouble, but it was the story of how Cain slew Abel, and then he left. And he took a wife. I remember going, where did she come from?
Where'd she come from? Right.
And it was like, yeah, because, you know, Adam and Eve, the only people on earth, and they had two kids. One killed the other, and he left and somehow took a wife. So apparently there were other people somewhere.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, where did, and two, this was being a kid having an honest question. And I remember, like, I got in some kind of little trouble about it.
Mm-hmm.
So you shouldn't ask questions like that. And I'm like, what the hell did I do?
Yeah, I went to Catholic school. And I was actually an altar boy for a few years, too. But I was kind of the same way, where I questioned a lot, and that would get you into trouble. Like, you know, not to get too into the religion thing, but like, the Holy Trinity thing was always one that blew my mind. It was like, well, it's God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. But they're all the same. but they're all the same. You know what I mean? One's God, one's man, one's a spin. It's just the way they explained it to a kid. You're thinking about it, and if you actually question it, it just gets very confusing, you know?
Yeah. And if you study, actually the study of organized religion is fascinating, how it moved from, you know, different cultures, you know, because especially a couple thousand years ago, like what happened was, you know, one society would just go kick another society's ass. And when they went and kicked their ass, their religion would take over. And that's how the shit was spread. Like, you know,
or unless it was forced upon you.
Things happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. They would go kick your ass and then they bring that religion in and that's what you're going to be. It wasn't like America. I mean, back in the day, America wasn't a Christian nation. You know, the Europeans came over here and killed everybody. And that's how it became a Christian nation. You know what I mean?
So,
I mean, that's how religion spread. And then like Christianity, especially would take bits and pieces of, you know, some of the Greek religions. You know, the Greek Romans were very intertwined. Some of the, a lot of the Egyptian culture was intertwined in that. And that was just to make it easier to assimilate everybody in under one big envelope of what they call Christianity. Now, like the study of how that shit all came about, that's actually pretty cool. But, you know, it kind of helps you understand how the mob mentality controls people.
Did you ever see, it's called Religious, but it's a Bill Maher documentary where he kind of goes over.
Yeah,
that's great stuff. He goes over the history of religions and people's, you know, really hardcore beliefs up to this day and everything. Very, very funny, very informative stuff.
Yeah, it's good. You know, he's hardcore. He can be a bit of a dick, and I can too when it comes to it, you know, because sometimes you just give up because you try to talk common sense, and there's common sense, you know, or there's not a lot of common sense involved in religion. You just have to believe, and that right there is just kind of a weird thing to me. You know, I don't want somebody just to believe, you know, and I need something to believe onto. But it also, like I say, it does make sense to me that there's a possibility of something bigger than us. I don't, you know, I'm on board with that too. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
And I don't think human beings are capable of understanding what it is. I think if we ever figure out what it is, we'll become part of it. If you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
But I don't like to say, I mean, I don't like saying like there is no God or anything like that. Cause I don't think, you know, I think that's just as silly as saying there is one. I don't think you could go either way. There's no proof either way that there is or there isn't. And I know you don't have to prove something doesn't exist, but if you're going to make a statement like that, you kind of need, that's why I don't even make that statement. I think there's some possibility that there is something, but I don't think we have a clue what it is. And I damn sure don't think the answers are in any Bible that is on earth.
You've probably heard us promoting Legacy Sports Nutrition on the show for a few months now, and may be wondering if this stuff actually works. So we decided to share an email that was sent to Legacy from Alec in Virginia after using the Ultimate Test Deck. Quote, I'm a father of one, which came with ease. We've been trying to have another kid for 3.5 years now. Tried multiple things, including fertility drugs, but with no luck. I've been using the Test X9 and T-Assist for a month now, and I went to the doctor and took a sperm sample, and my count was 80%, and it's never been anywhere close to that before. My wife took a pregnancy test 2 days later, and she's pregnant. I don't know for sure if it's because of the products, but it's the only thing I've done differently, and all signs point to this being a key to my family's new expected child, and there are no words to express how much I appreciate that. I'm very particular about what supplements I use. When I saw that Nick Aldis was behind this, I knew it had to be quality. You have a loyal customer for life, end quote. I think that testimony says more than we ever could. So go to LegacySupps.com and use code K100, that's LegacySupps.com, and use code K100 for 10% off your entire order. And now, check out the new women's line of supplements. Her Legacy, developed and approved by multi-time world champion and future Hall of Famer Mickey James. Mickey's like a fine wine getting better with age, and now she's sharing her supplement regimen with you, and it's available now at LegacySupps.com.
That's awesome.
Well, not just that letter, just the fact that they have Legacy Supps over other podcasts, correct, Joe?
Yeah, I've heard other shows to have it, yeah.
Yeah, and we're the highest selling one. So yeah, people have been buying it and buying it because it works. I use the sleep one. That's fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that you use, Joe?
I use the sleep one too, and I've been using the fat burner as well. And, you know, I've actually lost like 4 or 5 pounds in the last 10 days. So there you go. And my appetite isn't as crazy, you know?
Yeah. So, yo, whether you're having trouble sleeping, whether, you know, fertilizing, I guess this guy's saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you ain't going to be shooting blanks. I mean, it's just.
Sperm count is up.
Yes. It's a great supplement. Everything they have over there is high quality. That's why Nick Aldis and Mickey James are behind it. And we want to thank everybody that's been buying this. Like I said, we use it ourselves. There's nothing, no friends here on the show. Hey, hook us up. No. If it works, you know, we're going to espouse it. If it doesn't, we won't. Simple as that. Legacy supplements, get them. Boom.
Well, and also, you know, Glenn really opened my eyes. I mean, Glenn, you said some pertinent things on the show the other day, and I really thought a lot about it, guys, because I thought a lot about, you know, I know Conan's a big Red Sox fan, and, you know, Conan knows I'm a big baseball fan. Bro, I sit back and I watch the MLB Network, and I'm a fan, bro. Even though I know a lot of baseball, I never step between the lines. I'm a fan. I know my place. I listen to these guys on the network. I'm in awe of Smoltz and Reynolds and Plesac, and the list goes on and on and on. That's what fans do. Bro, look what these dirt sheet writers have done. I mean, it's unbelievable when you look at it. Bro, all these guys started as marks. Okay, bro, they were all marks for the wrestling business, much like I'm a mark for baseball. You know, Meltzer, Keller, Shera, Johnson, Ryan Satin, all of them, bro, they all started as wrestling marks, bro. Well, all of a sudden, their markhood, they became authorities, bro. Okay, from authorities, bro, they graduated to journalists. Okay, bro, so now they're reporting on, as professionals under the guise of journalists, they're reporting on something they were never a part of. All they were fans. But here's the kicker, bro. Then they take it to the extreme where they actually start personally attacking people in the freaking business. Bro, this would be like me getting on Twitter right now and saying, hey, did everybody know John Smoltz is a racist? But when you look at what these guys have done, it's incredible, bro. They're marks. They're fans of the business. They convince themselves that they're authorities. They report on fiction as fact. And then, bro, they start personally attacking us that were actually in the business and did something, to the point of Ryan Satin's calling my sponsors and calling Podcast One. Bro, the behavior is unfreaking believable.
Well, yeah, here's the thing. When I look at somebody like, you know, Bob Costas, and I can watch him do baseball. I've seen him in the Olympics. I've seen him do a myriad of sports, and he wasn't, you know, a player. I don't really care. You know, to me, it's just how much do you know about that sport? Obviously, whether it's Meltzer or Keller or whoever the fuck it is, they have their followers because there's people that, you know, like what they have to say. They like their opinion, whether we like it or we don't like it. But to me, the main thing that, you know, my only bone of contention is, if you're not at least going to go to the source to find out, you know, what's what you're reporting, then what good is what you're reporting? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And of course, Conan, during my conversation with Satin, I told him to come on my show. I said, bro, why don't we have this conversation on my show? If you've got nothing to hide, come on my show and have this conversation. And of course, you know, he declined talking to me face to face. And, you know, yes. it's like Conan. It's like, bro, Dave Meltzer has gone on, right? And, bro, he has said this numerous times. He has called me a failure. Vince Russo was a failure. Now, first of all, bro, I would never in a million years even call Dave Meltzer a failure, because the fact is the guy's made a ton of money in this business. But, bro, regardless of what my ratings were at WWE, TNA, WCW, regardless, bro, you don't spend 20 plus years with three major wrestling companies and consider that a failure. It's like, bro, when I look at Major League Baseball players, bro, I don't care if somebody's batting 210. They're in the freaking major leagues. So end of story, bro.
I think what happens, Vince, is that, you know, you're a lot like me, very controversial and opinionated. I'm not very well liked. Neither are you. We're both very polarizing because we speak what we say. And so I don't know where your shit started with Meltzer, but whatever's happened, you guys keep now going like back and forth. And now it's just kind of like, you know, every time somebody says something, you said something about him or vice versa, you know, you guys kind of go off on each other.
But
yeah, but Conan, it's very, very different when you personally attack somebody compared to when I'm goofing on him because, you know, he thinks New Japan is the be all end all. I have no problem with that, bro. If anybody wants to look at my body of work and pick apart my body of work, that's cool. But what these guys do, bro, is they make it personal. That with me, bro, that's crossing the line, and that's where we're going to have a problem.
Right. Well, that happens when you're opinionated, as you know. You know what I'm saying? So you can shut your mouth and not be who you are and make no money, or you can be who you are like you are and make money off of it, you know, right. Which is what you're doing.
Absolutely. Well, plus, too, I just think the problem with Dave's position with when he calls Vince a failure and, like, you know, to get the echo chamber, the herd mentality, he'll believe it. I just ask Dave, you know, if somebody that's listening to the show, you know, tweet him and ask him if Vince is a failure during the period of time that Vince worked, who were the successes? Because you have to measure failure against success. So, like, if Vince was a failed, you know, failure, if you look at his body.
Here's a problem. Look, here's a problem. Vince, this is how I look at it. Vince went down there. What were the years where you were doing the really good ratings of Vince?
97, 98, 99.
You know, 97, 98, 99. His detractors, the guys that don't like him, will say, oh, well, you know, Vince had to edit him. He wasn't as good as he said, you know. And the people that knew, you know, that know what he really did are going to go, you know, he really helped me out a lot. You know, we've seen backstage film of you kind of putting shit together with wrestlers, and wrestlers have come out and said how much you helped them. But like I said, you're very polarizing. So that gets that, you know, the people that don't like you, and they start the echo chamber, and you just got to deal with it, bro, just like I do. So I've been in your shoes, you know what I'm saying? And I am in your shoes. So I understand you. But if you're going to bury somebody, you also have to put over what they did. And without a doubt, you were there during their most successful, you know, period, and probably their best, most creative period ever. Yeah. And nobody can take that away from you.
And you know, like I said, Conan, all that stuff, even that stuff is fair game. Yeah, you know, bro, people, like, they want to – here's the funny thing, too. It's, you know, after WWE, where, of course, Vince was my filter, I was a failure everywhere else I went. Bro, freaking TNA was doing 2 million people at one time. 2 million people, bro, when I was writing their television. They've been doing 350,000 people for the last freaking 5 years. So if TNA doing 2 million people is a failure, then I guess I'm a failure. But even with that, Conan, all that stuff's fine. I don't give a shit. But, bro, when you're going to start calling sponsors and telling people to contact the place that you work because you're a racist and you're a sexist and you're a homophobe and you're threatening women, bro, that's a little much, Conan.
Well, that's what happens when you get into a fight with somebody that'll do something like that. They resort to doing shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Vince, now that your show's not on Podcast One, how did that turn out with you leaving Podcast One, and how is it what has been the result of you just going to the Realm Network now? How has that worked out for you?
Glenn, this is all God honest truth, because Glenn, let me tell you something, and I think everybody
let me tell you this too. Let me say this. This is on the sidebar. Not a sidebar, but Vince had been contacting me at least a month ago, and basically was talking about he wanted to leave Podcast One, and basically could I talk to Jericho possibly and see about, like, you know, what was going on at Westwood One. And I told him, well, bro, Westwood One's a wait and see right now, because I'm not exactly sure what's going on here. But, bro, for a while, even before this happened, you'd been, like, you know, looking into possibly, like, leaving Podcast One.
Glenn, in the last 4 months, at Podcast One, bro, we made $1,400. Do the math, bro. We were doing 7 shows a week. That's less than $100 a week. Bro, our numbers from day one, we were there for about 2 years, bro. For our numbers from day one, we're going up. They never stopped going up. But what happened was our money went down. So, bro, a part of this was too, bro, I wasn't just sitting around. I was calling them, like, every time the check came, like, guys, you need to explain to me, like, how my numbers are going up, but my dollars are going down.
In the last 4 months, guys, it got freaking ridiculous. Less than $100 a week. That's why we moved Castrating the Marks from Podcast One to Realm Network, because it was our most popular show and we were making less money. We were planning on moving Glenn's show from Podcast One to the Realm Network because it was a popular show and it wasn't making any money. And basically what Podcast One had turned into was a promotional tool for us to get everybody over to the Realm Network. But the truth of the matter is, if we would have stayed with that plan, bro, it would have been like a drip process. We would have gotten more people to Realm, but it would have been a very, very long process. And in the meantime, we were whoring ourselves out to Podcast One because they wouldn't pay us. So by cutting ties with Podcast One, which was not even a week ago, We've picked up 650 subscribers to the Realm Network, guys, which is about, you know, seven times the amount that we're going to be making on a monthly basis compared to Podcast One. Guys, if I was making money at Podcast One and Ryan Satin had done this, are you freaking kidding me, bro? I would have had my lawyers all over him. I would have had my lawyers all over Podcast One. But the fact that we weren't making any money, all we were doing was promoting, and the fact that by doing this, all these people followed us to Realm Network and are now paying us for our work, we would have never, ever, ever been able to make this kind of income at Podcast One. So at the end of the day, I mean, it seriously was a blessing in disguise.
Yeah. Like I said, we had the same thing. Our subscriptions went incredibly up when they had to pay for the two shows, and a lot of them have stayed on. For ours is called the Patreon site. Mm-hmm. So it just shows, you know, how the fans will support the show, and we want to thank them for that. And at the same time, you don't got to be even giving, because not only was Podcast One giving you hardly no money, they were taking a cut of it too. Here at the Realm Network, I'm sure the cut is a lot less, right?
Oh, you know, Conan, there's a couple of things. Not only is it a lot less, but they have my back. When this whole thing went down, Realm Network looked into it. They looked into the whole story. They looked into the accusations, and they came back to me and said, Vince, you did nothing, bro. Like, you did absolutely nothing. Ever since Satin went to Podcast One over a year ago, bro, and he went to my sponsors and they didn't have my back then, that was always in the back of my mind, bro. If I said something on Castrating the Marks that you know made Ryan Satin cry, is he gonna call my sponsors? Is he gonna call Podcast One? Now with the Realm Network, bro, because they know me, and they know this is the second time he's done this, I don't have to worry about that, bro, because they have my back. So at the end of the day, this Castrating is going to be dedicated to Ryan on Thursday night. It's going to be an appreciation night for Ryan Satin, because thanks to him, all of us at the Realm and everybody contributes, we are finally getting paid the money we deserve to get paid. But Conan, it's what you said, and it's a beautiful thing. Here was our employer, Podcast One, dicking us around, bro, not paying us, our employer, and here are these fans, these loyal fans at the end of the day that realize what we do. There's a lot of work that went into it. They know we know what we're talking about, and they are the ones that are supporting us. That's a beautiful thing, bro.
Conan, guess what?
What up?
Returning to K100 and Rehash is an old favorite of ours and definitely of the listeners. It's the high-quality monthly men's skincare system, TH Hanley. TH Hanley can help you start and maintain your skincare routine by making the entire process uncomplicated. It's the best skincare system I've ever used. Totally uncomplicated, makes your skin feel fresh. It's the perfect skincare system for everyday guys. I just did a staycation in Vegas at the Vidara Hotel, and I always bring my bag. of T.J. Hanley products with me to keep my face and washed and stuff. And I recommend you start with the Level 1 system. It comes with all the basics. A daily face wash to get rid of the dirt and grime in your skin. A 2 times per week exfoliating scrub to get rid of dead skin cells. An AM moisturizer with SPF 20 because you should always be protecting your skin from the sun. And a PM moisturizer to help your skin stay hydrated and healthy throughout the night. My favorite part about T.J. Hanley is that every box comes with an instruction card that tells you when to use each product, how much to use, and in what order. They really make the process of achieving and maintaining amazing easy. We've all used their product for a long time now, and I'm hooked. Conan and Joe, how are you guys? Have you been using this?
Well, let me tell you, here's a problem I had. I never used to take care of my skin. I just thought it was not a manly thing to do, I guess. And then I started to use this, and my wife was like, oh, you totally need to use it. And like, I would use the thing, for example, this, I think it's this one. Where is it? This one that I use under my eyes, because I read a lot, and I'm up late, and this smooths your eyes, moisturizes them. The face wash, the moisturizer make, because I was having like dry skin and I really hadn't noticed it. This moisturizes your skin, makes you feel good, almost like, you know how it feels like when you put a moisturizer on.
Yeah.
And my skin looks better and it feels better. It's really been something that I had neglected. And bro, and like I said, we do not promote anything on this show we don't use ourselves. And we've had other skincare products which I did not like, but we all agreed that this was the best, and this is why we use T.J. Hanley.
It may sound weird, but I look forward to my morning and evening routines because I just feel amazing and more confident after using their products. And because T.J. Hanley is sponsoring today's show, they're offering our viewers a great deal. Just click the link in the show notes or go to tige.com/K100. That's tige.com/K100. And not only will you get T.J. Hanley for the best possible price, but they'll also give you a free gift with your first box. Just head over to tige.com/K100. That's tige.com/K100 and get started for just $25.
And let's say one last thing for all the younger generation, because the young generation really takes care of themselves. Bro, this stuff right here is great. Plus, you get a discount. And for the older cats that didn't take care of their skin like I did, you don't want fucking dry skin or ashy shit. Or if you know what I'm saying, I mean, this will moisturize your shit, makes it feel fresh. You will feel better, I guarantee you, the minute you put it on. It's a great product. You know what I'm saying?
And if you're in my slot where you're getting older, and I'm going to be 40 later this year, it's good to maintain. You know, now you got to start worrying about wrinkles or circles under your eyes or whatever. And it's like it said in the ad, use that scrub twice a week and you feel refreshed. You really do. That scrub is awesome. My face feels so good afterwards and cool and refreshed and everything. So
it really is, especially like in the morning, you're really sleeping. You put that shit on, boom.
Wakes you right up.
It fucking just wakes you the fuck up. And that eye thing, bro, I live with that shit. So make sure to take care of your skin. Get a T.J. Hanley. Boom.
Yeah.
Here's the one thing I don't understand, okay? From a baseball, from a popularity standpoint, from a marketing standpoint. You have a guy like Roger Clemens, who is getting older, okay? But could take growth hormone and extend, which is basically the longevity drug, and extend his playing career, you know, into like his early 40s and 70s. It's like, why would you not allow players to extend their careers when they're getting, you know, they're reaching an age, especially if they have like millions of fans that pay to come see them. You know what I'm saying? I've never understood that part of why they wouldn't allow certain drugs, like, bro, because you could go to a male clinic like these days and depending on your testosterone level, get tested and they can give you testosterone and growth hormone prescribed by doctor's care. It's like, I don't understand why we just don't put professional athletes that better too, you know?
Once you turn 40, you can, you know, go and get that. One, I think like marijuana, it eventually will be legal because there's so many healing properties. My mother, again, she's 78.
And throws a better kick than Raven.
100%.
Right.
She has a messed up knee, and the doctor gave her steroids. And she's like, my knee feels great. These steroids are awesome. And I'm like, yeah, Mom, that's what it's supposed to be for, healing. And so I think when, you know, maybe 10 years, they will be legal, like, because it does. It has so many healing powers. I know Hornswoggle, you know, he used to was able to get growth all the time because it's supposed to help him grow. You know, and
funny, right?
Is Matt Stryker a Yankee fan?
No, Matt Stryker is a St. Louis Cardinals fan.
Okay.
Let me ask you this. Read off the top of your head. How many just professional wrestlers? Give me names of Yankee fans, professional wrestlers, that you can name off the top of your head.
Simon Diamond, Bully Ray, Vince Russo.
Homicide.
Homicide.
LAX.
That's from kind of Paul Heyman.
Paul Heyman.
Tommy Dreamer.
Right.
It's kind of right off the top of my head. I'd have to think about it. I'm also a Mets fan. There's a lot of Mets fans out there too.
I don't like either one of you, so that's pretty
good. Okay.
Okay. Tell me three or four Red Sox players you would have loved to have had on the Yankees.
Well, good question. David Ortiz, huge Ortiz mark. Kurt Schilling. Wasn't an Omar fan. Jim Rice. Would have loved to have Jim Rice.
Right.
Back in the day. That's when feud was real. Have a feud.
I met Jim Rice back in when the Red Sox were playing, spring in Winter Haven, Florida. And I asked him for his autograph, and he denied me an autograph because he said that they didn't give him a raise. Could you believe that?
Nice.
Yeah. So Jim Rice, who else?
I never liked when they would trade with guys, though I liked Johnny Damon. I thought that one worked out well. Wasn't a Mike Torres fan.
Hot at when Damon left. Did you like
that's when the feud was real. Feud doesn't exist anymore. They're trying to bring it back to garner ratings and do all that stuff. But
I met him. Listen to this. I met him in TNA because, as you know, he's from Orlando. Okay, so I'm a big Red Sox fan. I told them, and he's really small. I told Homicide, shit may be on if I see Damon. And there he was. And he was such a nice guy. You know, he was a really cool guy. Yeah.
Yeah, Johnny's a good dude.
Here's my, as a Braves, a lifelong Braves fan. I still remember, the biggest pop I ever had, biggest moment was obviously when Francisco Cabrera, the single that scored Sid Bream against the Pirates. And I remember exactly where I was. I remember how crazy I went. Me and my friend were jumping up and down on my living room floor. Give me your most memorable Yankee moment that you popped for and your biggest Yankee disappointment moment that you had.
I'm 47, Bucky Dent's home run. They let us watch it in school. And I remember they pulled the TV out, and I went to an all-Catholic school, and they pulled the TV out where we used to watch Davy and Goliath, and they let us watch, because back then, remember, all the baseball games, all the playoffs went on in the day.
Right.
And they just put the game on, and we sat in class watching the Yankee game when Bucky Dent hit that, all of us. I was either in third or fourth grade. We were just going.
Wasn't that in 79, bro? I didn't go to school to watch that game. I was super hot.
Biggest disappointment would be Luis Gonzalez single up the middle where the Yankees lost to the D-backs.
Right.
Yep.
And right after 9/11.
Wasn't that 2001? Then, right. Yeah, you're right. 2001.
Yes. And I basically rationalized it because I was like, the reason why they lost was because they're the sympathetic baby faces because we already got 9/11 heat.
No,
so we
I thought that's why you were going to win. I go, baseball's definitely a work. The Yankees are going to win. Everybody's going to be happy. And then I was kind of Raven. Maybe it isn't.
But no, that was just because I was such a huge Yankee fan, and I just couldn't believe that they lost. And the backstory to that, the next year, WWE SummerSlam, they're going to fly us all out a couple of days early in Arizona. And Luis Gonzalez was the one who got the tickets for all the boys. And I was so mad I didn't go.
Wow, that's a real
fact. And I didn't go to that stadium.
You're like that guy. You're like that guy that somebody hits their 500th home run, but it's from the other team and you throw the ball back.
Right. I was pissed at that. And then that was one of my final stadiums I had to go to. Because I've been to them all, and the first person I walk in and got us the tickets were Luis Gonzalez, and then he was a super nice guy. I buried the heat, so it was okay.
Kind of my name.
How many Yankee fans you go to a year? How many?
I take my kids to one Yankee game and one Met game. If my buddy, I'll probably go to two, three games here a year, but I also go whenever I travel, like I'll look to see if there's a game and I'll stay either the night before or stay the night after and just go to a game.
Have you ever been to a Yankee game where Pedro Martinez is pitching and you chanted who's your daddy at it?
No, that would be stupid.
Right, that's something Disco would do in bringing that up. Right.
Same with, I never understood the Daryl thing too as a Mets fan. The Daryl.
Are you tired of the same old fantasy football leagues that you hear about online that get canceled after a year or so?
Yes, sir.
If so, Dynasty Owner has your back. Dynasty Owner unites the fun and excitement of fantasy football with the skill and strategy of the front office by incorporating a salary cap and real NFL player salaries for diehard fantasy football fanatics that want the real GM experience. It adds a whole new level of strategy to fantasy football. We think it's such a big difference maker that we hold 3 patents on it. Go to DynastyOwner.com. New leagues start for the 2021 season are forming now. That's DynastyOwner.com, DynastyOwner.com. And are you worried that you won't be able to find anyone to play with in your league? Don't worry. Dynasty Owner can help you fill leagues with fantasy football enthusiasts just like yourself, so you won't have to worry about finding enough players. You can choose to start your own league, join a league that needs to be filled, or you can even purchase a team from a previous owner if you'd like to take that team to the championship. If you are finally serious about joining the big leagues, go to DynastyOwner.com and start your dynasty today. I'm a fantasy football fanatic, been doing it for years. I will be involved in Dynasty Owner. We will have a K100 league.
Yep.
Joe, you got some details on that?
Yeah, they're keeping him 100 with Conan League. The draft is Saturday, August 7th, 7 Eastern. We have 5 slots available right now. 7 teams have joined and are pending. Disco's in there, and also Antonio the Promise Thomas.
Well, I haven't done it yet.
That's why your invitation is pending, but you're right in there. So Antonio the Promise Thomas as well. We're seeing if we're going to get Dreamer and possibly Sandy.
Okay, let me tell you this, because I talked to Dreamer about this, and his exact words were, have Joe call me. These were his exact words, because I want to take Disco's money. Yes, he did say that. You might want to put him on the list for that. And I will say, here's the other thing. I like this because I don't have time to play it, but Disco and Joe, you guys that have been in fantasy football leagues, is this the first time that they've had the GM experience where you can have, you know, salaries and shit like that, or no?
I've never played.
You have a salary cap and all that?
I've never played a league like that.
I've never played that.
Yeah, I think that's very cool. I think that extra layer is very cool.
Yeah, right.
It's like you're a GM instead of just a coach.
Right.
Maybe I should invite Tony Khan to play. He's a real GM. So maybe you should get in on Dynasty and see if we can...
Bro, you would love talking to him. Bro, Disco, you would love talking about football. His knowledge is fucking freaky,
I'm imagining he's probably a fantasy nerd, too, like I am.
He probably is, bro.
He's always been a data guy and everything.
Stats.
All fantasy stuff. It would be funny if he played high-stakes fantasy football. We didn't even know about it.
He probably does, and he told me that Trevor Lawrence, no surprise, is the best quarterback he's ever had there in Jacksonville.
Oh, of course.
So if you're interested in joining us for the Keeping 100 official fantasy football league through Dynasty Owner, sign up at the site or contact me, and I'll send you a link to sign up. And then I also have to send you the email invite. But if you're interested, hit me up at k100questions@gmail.com or on Twitter at jfn3rd.
Yeah, make sure you don't fill the spots up before I join, because I had a problem entering the site today. But
have a pending invite right there. You're not going anywhere. So you got this one.
So, test your football knowledge with Joe, Tommy Dreamer, Disco, and others to come. Check it out. Dynasty Owner, Fantasy Football League. Boom.
And just to be able to have a platform like that to...
But tell the people, because they don't know it. Tell the people his story is great.
Willie Mack, mom was a drug addict. He got put in foster care. He was in some really bad foster care. Then he met up with his biological father. His father took care of him. Then his father unfortunately passed away. And then he had to go homeless, back in foster care, fighting for his whole life. And then, now he's paying his bills. He's not homeless. And
growing up in a very tough area, South Central.
Right. But for me to be able to tell these stories, I don't like to do it as exploitation of them. Right. Life is hard, and I like to do it so we're all going to have our bad days. You know, people fight with mental health, cancer. And I say, hey, guess what? We're inspirations, or these are real people that have overcome things and are following their dreams. So try to inspire through that way, and that's kind of what my TV show is based about.
Let me say this real quick. So I'm looking at this. This is March 23rd, right?
March 23rd and 24th. The 24th is going to be on Twitch.
All right. So where is Middle Country Road? Is that in Philly, or where was that?
That's the 23rd in Long Island, St. James's, Long Island, New York.
Okay, Long Island. So Long Island street fight, Tommy Dreamer versus Joy Mercury with Shane Douglas. Submission match, our boy, friend of the show, Killer Cross versus Guido Maratato. Is that little Guido?
That is, the shooter.
That's tremendous. Three-way, Brian Cage versus Sammy Callahan versus Willie Mack. That will be incredible. The Squad versus Swoggle and Crazy Steve. Dan Moff versus the Luchasaurus. That's Morrison's boy.
That match ain't happening.
That ain't happening. All right. Oh, yeah, he ripped his bicep. Yeah, he ripped his bicep.
I'll give you your podcast exclusive. That's not happening because he ripped his bicep and Dan Moff just broke his face doing a dive on an indie show. He broke his nose and broke a bone in his face.
Oh, for God.
So who's taking that spot? Do you know yet?
Card subject to change.
That if you do win the NBA championship, if you win the NBA title from Nick Aldis, that when they build the stadium here in Vegas for the football team, that I'd like to challenge you for the NBA championship when they build the stadium.
And we'll have your work was so superb. I actually want to book you as a surprise somewhere down the road because you look great. You still look like yourself, and you work. You still have somewhat pride, and you work hard, even though you sold all of Ravens. Preposterous stuff.
Yeah. Preposterous okay. Like offense.
Let me bring this up.
I sold for Grandma Raven.
Okay. March 24th, which is House of Hardcore 39 at 2300 Arena. Isn't that Philly?
Yeah.
Yes.
Isn't that? Okay, then, of course, yeah. The NWA Championship match, Tommy Dreamer versus Nick Aldis. Who are you going for there, DI?
I'm picking Aldis.
Oh, thanks.
Tremendous. The second round of matches for the Twitch TV Championships tournament, the squads, Kenny, what was it? Oh, yeah, the Spirit Squad, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Versus Swoggle. Alex Reynolds with MJF versus Crazy Steve. Dan Moff versus Bull James, which obviously Dan Moff won't be there. Willie Mack versus Brian Cage. Killer Cross versus Austin Aries. That's going to be good. Mm-hmm. Plus also appearing Rich Swann, Sammy Callahan, the Luchasaurus, Matt Cross, and more to be announced soon. Will Rich Swann be there?
I don't know. Rich is going through some mental issues in the sense of...
No, I heard he's quitting. I heard he quit, didn't he? Cancel his bookings?
Mental health is a really, really big thing, and he's got to get his head on straight.
It's a really big thing. Look at Raven. The reason I say Rich Swann is because a promotion I used to work for, Crash, he was supposed to work for them Saturday, and he didn't show up.
No, you found this on the internet. There was a story that came out that he said he's canceling all his bookings to deal with his issues.
Oh, I didn't read that. Okay, right.
Yep. Here's the deal with that, and I wish I could. It's not from my place to tell his story. Number one, he's completely innocent of all his charges.
One of the nicest guys in the business, right?
Correct.
Yep.
And something happened on social media. And then a lot of people started attacking him because I guess a promoter didn't want to use him, but he was using a wrestler that was in jail for armed bank robbery.
Right.
And he's basically called the guy out for saying, hey, this promoter doesn't want to use me, but yet he's going to use someone who robbed a bank. And then all of a sudden, everyone just like, you know, you're a woman beater, all this stuff. And he was going through a lot of stuff. And that's social media. People jump on it and they don't realize, you know, the ramifications, and he was pretty much like, I'm done. And he did make an appearance up New York, but I know he had to leave a couple times, and I've talked to him, and he's just like, I have to get my mental health cleared. And but I don't know if he's ever coming back to wrestling. I don't know.
And you see it, Tommy, because we saw it happen with Mauro Ranallo, remember?
Yes, and it's a big thing. It's not like, yeah, it's cool that people are able to come out with it. It's amazing how many I always... You know, with professional wrestlers, I think a lot of us, you know, we're modern day superheroes, but right. We still have so many issues. I mean, that's, if you really talk about Raven, he would be the first to tell you all the issues he had growing up. And he was like masking it all as the Raven character, as right. opposed to me, who's always just been really cool. So I don't really have to mask any of that.
Well, it's true, because Raven was the first guy that I met that you know, I had suffered from bipolar shit. And he was like, yeah, take some Zoloft, you know. And right. And then all of a sudden, Jake, when I talked to Jake Roberts, he had it. When I talked to Scott Hall, he had it. A lot of people suffer from it. And, you know, different people react differently. But we can see where Rich Swann or Mauro Ranallo can, you know, really, you know, go into like a negative mindset when they're being attacked, especially on social media, and when they don't have any of the facts.
And it also doesn't have to deal with someone's just having a bad day or, hey, there's something wrong with me, man. A lot of it, if you do have, you know, bipolar, it's a chemical imbalance in your body that just gets, you know, once you get that proper medicine, then you're okay. But it's hard for a lot of, once you get lost in your own head, it's a hard place to get out of because you're with yourself all the time. So I'm not going to push it. I'm going to be there as a friend and support him. And any decision that he makes, if he shows up, cool. If he doesn't show up, cool.
Yeah, you understand.
Joining K100 as a sponsor is Focus.
Nice.
With a pH. It's sparkling water with a spark. Focus is a delicious, health-conscious, thoughtfully caffeinated sparkling water. Infused with abuse of natural tea caffeine and balance of L-theanine, you get the clean energy you want without sugar, calories, or the crash.
Yep.
Simply made with a boost, balance, and bubbles. It has 75 milligrams of caffeine, 0 calories, 0 sugars, 0 sweeteners. It's right up my alley. It's non-GMO. So ditch your sugary sodas or energy drinks that are overloaded with sugar and ingredients that you don't know what they are or how to pronounce. Natural caffeine derived from tea gives you the same boost as an 8-ounce cup of coffee in a refreshing, thirst-quenching form. L-theanine, the secret hero of green tea, balances and mellows the brain-boosting benefits of caffeine, so you stay alert and focused without stress or jitters. Your body needs water. That doesn't mean it has to be boring. Our reverse osmosis water is lightly infused with crisp carbonation to refresh and hydrate without sugar or guilt. And there's a wide range of flavors. Blood orange, mixed berry, cherry cola, crisp apple, root beer, grapefruit, yuzu and lime, cucumber and peach, all great flavors. Guess what? Before the shows, I've been drinking Focus.
There you go.
So you can credit with my phenomenal performance on these podcasts the Focus energy drinks.
What's your favorite flavor so far, guys? Because I'm a big, the blood orange was really good. Yeah.
I like blood orange.
Yeah.
I haven't tried the blood orange yet, the mixed berry, but at the beginning of the show this week, I am drinking a mixed berry. It's tremendous. And like we've had probably, Joe, you can correct me on this, we've probably had 6 other sparkling water gimmicks where they sent it to us and we weren't feeling it.
Yep.
This has been the best one.
The best.
And it has no calories, bro. And like, it's no jitters. It's very nice. Very nice.
And it is refreshing too. You know, you notice it as you're drinking it. You feel like you're having a nice bottle of water too, instead of that, you know, sugary Red Bull kind of bloat, you know?
Right. It's very, very nice.
Support K100 and check out this delicious market-changing beverage at drinkfocus.com, drinkphocus.com. And use the code KEEPINIT, KEEPINIT, for 20% off of your order. There's also a show-specific link in our show notes, just another way for Focus to know we sent you their way. Again, that code is KEEPINIT, KEEPINIT, at drinkfocus.com, and you'll get 20% off of your order to try this tasty beverage. It'll give you energy with no crash, it'll help you stay hydrated, and it's got a variety of flavors to try. So enjoy.
Yo, get your sparkling energy water with no sugar, no calories, or the crash at Focus. Boom.
With a pH.
Boom.
Vince quit doing it, didn't he?
He was the first person who introduced me to it. And then I got into a huge argument with him over the SPRP rule. And they docked me when I should have, like, won, because this is when David Hernandez of the Diamondbacks was the relief pitcher, but he's also a starter. And he was just like, bro, you can't have him. You can't use him as a relief pitcher. And I was like, he's an SPRP. And he's like, bro, you can't do that. And I was just like, absolutely, you can. Just like if a guy's a catcher and a first baseman, you slot him into both slots. He's like, no, you can only have 2 relief pitchers. So they tried with that.
Do you have a commissioner of the league or what?
It's Russo.
Oh, Commissioner Russo.
He did you dirt. And his team was pretty good too, right?
Yep. So then I got docked, and it was the next year when it was all. And then there was another person who was doing the same thing. He's like, I went through it all. And he just kind of blew it off. And this guy was like placing. And I said, and I was not, I didn't place. And I was like, dude, it's wrong. And I went back. And every day that this kid put, I did an entire season, 182 games, and I went back and wrote it all down, how many times he would slip them in. And then I said, first of all, for lying to me, I will never be in your league again because you said you monitored this. And then I've never been in his league ever again. And I started my own, and I have now, you know, three leagues, and I'm in the fourth one.
What is your names on? What is your favorite name to use on the leagues?
I know I don't do any of that stuff. I'm just
so. Tommy how do they Dreamer. Know it's you? Oh, just Tommy Dreamer. Okay.
Yep.
So the two names that I use when I have played.
For his simplicity is what makes him a true Rose card.
Right. The name that I use the most is Miami Cubans when I have played. I might join this year. I might join your league this year.
You know, before gaming became so popular, how it is now with right. all the, you know, online gaming, Kane and Stevie Richards used to, you know, be online gamers, and they would both go on as Cade and Stevie Richards, and right. nobody knew
it was
that it was them.
Right.
And they'd be like, Stevie Richards, you suck. You're a jobber. Kane, you're horrible. And they were really playing against Kane and Stevie Richards.
Who's been good? Who's impressed you besides yourself in baseball fantasy? Who's real good up there?
Antonio Thomas is really, really good.
Oh, really? Interesting. Antonio Thomas. Tell JoJo, tell Tommy Dreamer how Antonio Thomas fared against me in our FanDuel football league this year. And what Antonio Thomas said about me in FanDuel.
The question was baseball, and we're not talking football.
Right. He'll always deflect it back to football because that's the only sport he knows about.
Great.
No, I used to play baseball. You know what I did to Tommy? I used to be in these baseball leagues, but before they did the leagues where they were, you just put your lineup in for the week, where like you would constantly be doing transactions. I lived in Vegas, and all the people I was in the league with were on the East Coast, so I'd wake up at like 11 o'clock Vegas time, which is like 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's tremendous.
And you miss all the games.
You know, it's like, yeah, look. I was like, I killed. It was like ridiculous. So
I was shocked how poorly Pat Kenny, when Pat starts losing, how much he would not really participate and abandon his teams, and there's nothing worse than when you abandon your team.
Right.
And the worst person, worst person ever to have in any league that you're in would be Matt Stryker. Matt Stryker is the worst. He's worse than Disco, where he acts like he's the most knowledgeable about what is going on, and yet he just, and his way is right. He's like worse than Vince Russo and Disco combined. Like if they had a child, it would be Matt Stryker.
That's pretty bad. Yeah. Because Russo did something very similar. If you remember, D.I., about 2 years ago, the Giants were doing really bad, and he was destroying them publicly. All of a sudden, they made the playoffs, and he was back on the bandwagon. Do you remember that?
Yeah. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
I hate fans like that. You're either all in or you're all out. You can't be like that.
Absolutely.
Remember how easy it was in your 20s? You had so much energy, you could get away with late-night drive-thrus without looking like an unmade bed the next day. You could pitch a trouser tent at a moment's notice. Yeah, you had plenty of testosterone. And boys, it's time to get it back. You could get testosterone injections, but that involves awkward doctor visits, expensive medical bills, and the worst part, that once you opt for the artificial testosterone, you'll suppress your body's ability to naturally produce it even more. Wait a minute. Isn't that the whole problem in the first place? Before considering the pharmaceutical option, there are ways you can naturally raise your testosterone, and one of the easiest ways is by using the Legacy Test Stack from Legacy Sports Nutrition. Test X9 has 9 key ingredients clinically proven to support natural testosterone production, and T-Assist is designed to supercharge those T-boosting effects with added anti-estrogen compounds. I'm Nick Aldis, founder of Legacy Sports Nutrition, and I've been blown away by the feedback that our customers have sent in after using the Ultimate Test Stack. Guys are feeling stronger in the gym, they have more energy, guys in their late 30s are reporting getting morning wood for the first time in years, and one even reported becoming a father after 4 years of trying. Not typical results, but I'll take it. Listen, no matter what you do, if you're a guy, having optimum testosterone levels is the key to looking, feeling, and performing better in everything you do. Try the Ultimate Test Stack today, and I'm confident you'll love it as much as I do. Go to legacysups.com, that's LegacySupps.com, and use code K100 for 10% off your entire order.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at King's Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at King's Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun this season. King's Island is now open weekends.
Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's brand new day disinfecting wipes conveniently tackle surfaces, including remotes, tablets, and smartphones, killing 99.9% of viruses and bacteria with a fragrance that feels like a tropical getaway for your senses. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
Long days and no drumstick make for short fuses. And this fateful Monday, my fuse was as stubby and hungry as they come.
Where are the drumstick vanilla cones?
Take it easy, Sonny.
Where are the drumstick vanilla cones, please? Yes! Sweet, creamy, crunchy, crispy, decadent deliciousness.
Sir, I can ring you up.
In my preoccupation with scoring a drumstick, I had forgotten my wallet. Do you offer buy now, pay later? Another day, another drumstick.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.